Starting the bottom Mishnah again on Chafei Amaral, going to Chafav Amaral. So the Mishnah has the whole Arichus about the second pious, and the Mishnah begins with Mi Shoichet. We spoke out that Mi Shoichet for the Tomit Shel Shachar is even though Shechit is Ksher Bizar. We spoke out, just using this as a Hechetimtza to get to the end of the Mishnah. So, to the Gemara. So even though Shechit is Ksher Bizar, it's still, we learned out, we said a Yisoid from the Shah HaMelech, who's Medayik from Arashi Masechtas Yevamos, that even if Shechit is Ksher Bizar, it doesn't have the Shem Avoida. And an Avoida is only an Avoida of Shechit with a Koyin, I guess, with Begidei Kahuna. However, when a Zohar does it, then it's a utility. In order for the carbon to be kosher, it has to have a Shechit. So therefore, Shechit is Ksher Bizar. The Nafkamin of the Shah HaMelech is Medayik from Rashi, is if you shecht on Shabbos. On Shabbos, a Zohar can't shecht, because the Avoid is Deich Shabbos. So Koyin has to be the one to shecht. So I guess maybe that's the Pshat in the Mishnah of Mi Shoichet. Who's the one who's Shoichet? Because Als the Shem Avoid, we're going to see in a second, if this works out with the Gemara. Iboyelohu. Zog the Gemara. So we do this din of mi shoichet mi zayik mi vadash mizbech apnimi is the second one. So it sounds like the simple reading of the Mishnah that the pious, these were all gairos, lotteries or whatever, however you work it out with counting, that were done each one separate, shoichet, zayik, etc. But the Gemara is not sure. Kishay mefaisim la avoida achas mefais. That means, do they do it just la avoid the achas? Rashi explains. Kigoyin mi shoichet, ula kishe yiske, mi shezoche l'shchita, shuv ein pious l'sha yud beiz avoidus. Elo kayhanim shemukofim li yeminoi. Rashi says, you turn to the right. And I see they know the Yerushalmi, which learns out why you go to the right. Nimshach nachrof, so you go kifi seder ha-mishnah. Once we establish who got the shechita, so then the person to his right gets zrika v'chulu v'chulu shlishi l'dishim mizbech amnimi v'ilam anayru v'chein kulam or oidilma l'chol avoida v'avoida. Do you say each time you call out a new number, and I would guess you take out the person who won the first one, and then you go further. So the Gemara is not sure. So the Gemara Toshma will bring a raya, arba paisas ho yushom. The lotion of the Mishnah is arba paisas, we had in the Mishnah before. According to you, there were a lot of paisas. So why only arba? Arba paisas sounds like it was limited to four. Elamai, it was only four. And then from there you go further and you give each one. So I don't know what that means. There would be the din. It happens to be what I spoke out before, that the person who wins the first, arba paisais. So what does it mean, arba paisais? It's mashma. That's the only one. So it's mashma goes that way. Toshma will bring a raya for this question, even though it sounds like the Gemara is pushing it. I dim l'cha avoidein paisen. Toshma, arba paisen so yusha. V'isal kedaitoch l'cha avoidein mefaisen tuvahave. It's not a toshma, it's almost like the taicha of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yenachman by Yitzchak, hochi koma arba pa'omim, nichnosim, they go into the lishkes ha'gozis, l'hofiz. So maybe really, we were separate paisas on all of them. The reason it's called arba paisas, it was in one standing. Ulechol chode v'chode hoyeba tuva paisos. Yeah. Now, even though, so why did they break it into four? I guess they broke it into four, like before we learned, Peis Elohim Nalech Berogesh. So therefore there would be a din. Ha'ushtet Nigemore. Toshma, let's bring another raya. Now that was one raya, and now the Gemara brings another raya. Now, in order to do the next raya, we have to do the top rash. Every time the Ketores really needed two kaihanim. So Rashi, the Ketores, the second line of Rashi, tzricha shnei kaihanim. He brings the Ketores on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. He goes in where the Mizbeach HaPnimi is there. So one brings in the coals and one brings in the Ketores. So now this brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, will come back to the Rashi. They would not make a pious of the person who brought the Gecholim Mizbeach HaPnim Mizbeach HaPnim. Elo koyin shezocha biktoires Oimer, lezeh she'imoy. Now this is already a hoisof. Before we said you just go to the right and it goes consecutively. Here we're almost saying that it is the schus of the one who was zoiche to the k'toires, lezeh she'imoy. That's, I guess, how Rashi knew that imoy means to the right of him. Right? We'll have to see about that. So therefore, he gave it to Memachde. Mashma. That's how it always goes. You don't make a separate pious on each thing. Because we see that by the Ketores, they didn't make a separate pious for the person who brought the Gecholim. So the Gemara says, it's all right. Lo ilam, you make separate pious on each thing. Shani Machda u Ketores. The chode avoideh. So it's one avoideh. So therefore they didn't make a separate pious because they wanted it almost to be connected to the koyin who was zoicha to the ketores. So Tosis speaks about all arichus. Is it how much of it is chod avoido or not? Ikad amri k'toyre dafke machte u k'toyres the chod avoidehi. I will avoid this boy pious. The opposite. I'll bring a raya from there. Only k'toyres and machte do they go together. And therefore, so tomorrow no. Maybe la elam. You always just go to the next person. And you don't make a separate pious. Machdo itzrichole. Salkedaitach amina hoyol veloy shchicha. Now, Rashi has to explain. The Ketores comes twice a day. But Karbonos come benedove. So Karbonos could come many per day. So since they could come many per day, so that's why you have to make a pious. It's more people when they get it, they get more to do. So I guess in the Beis Hamikdash was more. So Gemara another svara. Machdo umeatra. Oh, this is a very important Gemara. K'toy ma'atra. What does ma'atra mean? So Rashi ma'asheres eso oiskimba kidamrina lekamon bepir kandav chavav. Ketores gives you wealth. So since it would give you wealth, so therefore niskin la pious bifnei atzma. Since it's loy shchicha and it's rich, you would think it has to have its own pious, because people want it. It's a very harsh of a thing. Naskin lo bifnei atzma kamash malan. Now this Gemara has become very famous because the Ramah tells us that Sandekoyis is doimet to Ketoyres. So Sandekoyis is Mashra. And we know that's where it comes from because the Gemara is going to say on Daf Chav Amid Aleph that since it was so harsh of Ketoyres, once you were Zoich as a Kohen in the Ketoyres, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, since it's Mashira. So everyone has a chance. So therefore, you never got it twice.
That's why you can't do twice the same.
And that's where it comes from, that a son shouldn't have twice. That's right. In this Gemara. It really, in the Ramah, it says, in a family, you should only be, for that family, you should only give him once. The Makar is from here. So it's interesting. We'll see it after. Rabbeinu Chananel is Mashma. Both of them have the school of the Mashira. Both the person who brings the Kecholim and both the person who puts the Ketoyres onto the Kecholim. So maybe this would be like the Kvater also has it, or Tamida Lebracha, Tamida Lekriz Hashem. So that would be the Kamash Malon, that it would be this Halach would be Mefais Befnatz. Also steht in der Gemara. Toshma noch arai, the toni rebchia. Lo lechol, lo lechol, avay, avay, the mefaisim. Hear it straight, elokol shazoiche, betomid, which means in the shchitus atomid, shneim osur ochev akoyhanim, nimshochim imoi. Right? Nimshochim imoi. Shma mino, that's a clear raya, that you just make one pious, and you move it along on the other side. So Mela, there's a long Taisvis, we're leaving aside the Taisvis. So the Gemara, comes now Gshmaki Gemara. Pious Hasheni, go back to the Mishnah. Mi Shoichet, Mi Zoirek. Frank the Gemara, the Kasha we ask in the Mishnah. There's Kabbalah, Mi Mekabel. So the Gemara doesn't ask why it leaves it out. The Gemara just says, right. So the Rishonim already say we also left out Halacha. So the Gemara, the Rishonim explain, the Halacha goes according to the person who has the Zrika. Whoever says the Halacha belongs to the Zrika. The Gemara's question now is, Kabbalah is like a middle point. It's like a point. Is it connected to the Shechita, Sheikhet Makabel? Or the person who's going to make the Hiloch and make the Zrika, is he the one who is Makabel? Sheikhet Makabel? Sheikhet Makabel. Do you say the Sheikhet is Makabel? The Amit Zarek Makabel? Agav Chavivu say, what's his job? His job is to be Zarek the Dam. If he wants to be Zarek the Dam, he's going to be running. His main objective, he was Zeichen Zrika. So his job title is Zoyrik. So he's going to be running to make the Zrika. But there's a halacha in Kabbalah's Adam. You're not only Makabal the amount of Dam you need for Zrika. There's a separate din, which is a Mishnah, Psech Tzvachim Dav Chafei, called Hadam. To be makabel, there's the whole daman evesh. Maybe not even maybe more than the daman evesh. Should be makabel adam. But since his mindset is focused on the zrika, he's not going to loy makabel le kuloy da.
The kabbalah's also.
So therefore, he's going to rush the kabbalah. So since he's going to rush the kabbalah, right? It should be the day. So obviously, the question arises: so Elamai, what do you want to say? That the Shoichet is Makabal Adam. Maybe he won't finish off the Shechita.
How does he do it together? How does the same guy do both?
Oh, we're going to see that. So the Siach Yitzchak, in an interesting way, finesses the kasha. He says, the Zayrek wants to be Zayrek. So therefore we're scared he'll be mezalzel, he'll minimize the Kabbalah, and he'll only do what's necessary for Zrika. Therefore we give it to the Shoichet, which we'll get to in a second, your question, but the Shoichet should make the Kabbalah. Frank the Siach Yitzchak, he'll be mezalzel in the Shechita. Zok there, and I'll make the question even more. Shechita is lav avoida, Kabbalah is avoida. Azor can't do Kabbalah. So Shechit is not an Avoida. So most probably the answer is, Shechit we're going is an Avoida when a Kohen does it, which we spoke at yesterday from the Shaar Melech. I keep on repeating that. So maybe that's even more Chashuv. An Avoida, that you make an Avoida that really doesn't have to be an Avoida, is more Chashuv than something which is written in stone. I always speak it out. Avnei Nezer brings B'Shem the Ramban that in a certain way Yontif is more Chaviv than Shabbos. Shabbos is Kvi of a Kaim, it's not your making. Yontif is Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim. He says that's why the Neshama Yisera of Yontif stays longer. That's why there's no Psamim on Motzei Yontif and on Motzei Shabbos. Something that you create is more. So the Avoidah Shechita, which really doesn't have to be an Avoidah, but a Kohen transforms it to an Avoida, that would be a different thing. Oh, Oy Dilma!
But Halacha and Kabbalah are less, are not right. Often. Right. You do it itself
right.
And Mizbeach.
Right. Oh, well, let's
and
see.
There is none.
Right, let's Halacha see. But the Gemara is going to say Maitzad. Let's just, I don't want to lose train of thought. Oy Dilma, Zoyrek Mekabel. The E Amrit Shoichet Mekabel. The Gemara is saying a different Svara. You can't say the Shoichet is Mekabel, because sometimes Shechit is Kshayr Bazaar.
Right. That's, then you'll need two.
Simim the Shachet Tzar.
So then you'll have two.
Yeah. So then he, I know, and he might come to be Mekabel. That's why we don't want to do that. We give it to the Zayrik. He'll come and he'll do it. Now, even though we were Mephias. Like we made a pious.
What was the answer to the halacha? How come halacha is not mentioned? What was the answer to that?
That's not the Gemara never addresses that question.
What was the answer to
that? The Gemara doesn't address that question. The Gemara just addresses the question, oh, why doesn't it say halacha? Had a good question. Because we said, because...
Who gets the halacha? Who gets the halacha?
Because I said it's poshet de zoyrik is moilach. The Rishonim say. And we're going to have to see this. The Shagazai who wants to know why. The Rishonim accepts that a Moilach for sure goes to the Zayrik. And over here it's not. So the Gemara Toshma. So let's see Rashi. So Rashi Zimnin the Shoichet Zor. Shashchit Ekshere Bezor.
Rashi doesn't say the reason so well.
So therefore, there would be that the...
Therefore what you're saying that he might mistakenly...
Yeah.
Or
so I just want to speak out something very interesting that I was oimer on recently. The Tosfos Yeshonim B'Divrei HaMaschil goes Dilma Zoyrek Mekabel. Let's look at the Tosfos Yeshonim. V'im Toima V'amai Loi Poshetle Amir Dika Tosfos Yeshonim Midetnan L'kamon B'Peire Gimel Kortzoi U'moyrek Achar Shechita Al Yodai. When we say the Avoida, when we daven on Yom Kippur, it's a Mishnah later. The Kohen Gadol starts the Shechita, those who are learning Daf Yomi in Chulin, he starts the Shechita and he goes till the 51 yard line, there's no 51 line, right past the 50 yard line to the 49 yard line, and he goes and he does Roy the Shechita. And there's another Kohen who assists the Kohen Gadol and is Markoy, in order to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol to be Mekabel Dadam. Fake the Tosis Yishonim, Mashma, Bishar Yomim, Ein Achar Memarik. What do you mean? How's he going to be Mekabel? Elamai's Muchach, that Bishar Yomim, the Zayrik is Mekabel. El Dalom de Shalai, a good deal. Tosis Yishonim says, Araya, that the Zayrik is Mekabel. Was on Yom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol has to be Makabel, so we create a situation where somebody else finishes the Shkit in order for him to be Makabel. That's special to Yom Kippur. A regular Kohen who's Shaychit doesn't have that. Is a Raya that the Zayrik is Makabel. Yesh Leimar, to who Adinami, Ba'achash Yitzorach Lamar Shkit Avagav Doloi Toni Lei. Boy, the Kohen Gadol's Mele Lei, Fish Yesh Psulim Ein Avoid Anasis Boy. He gives three terutzim to soften up his teretz. Zok to or someach, a goinus. Zok to or someach. I think it's or someach. Let me see if it's or someach. No, I'm sorry, it's not Tosma, it's a Migdash David. He says, he wants to answer the Tosh Hashanah's guy. But MS, you don't have to be so athletic. You could make the Shechita and be Makabel Dadam. The reason you can't is because all Avodas have to be with your right hand. So if you Shecht and you're going to finish, how are you going to be Makabel? Because you'll have to hold the thing with your left hand, and Kabbalah has to also be with your right hand. He says, by regular Shechita, Shechita's Ksheira Bizar. Since Shechita's Ksheira Bizar, so even if a Kohen does it, he could, he says, since Shechita's Ksheira Bizar, if a Zar Shechts, he could do it with his left hand. Why? Because it's not an Avoida. Yeah, he could do the Shechita with the left hand. So he could be a switch hitter. So he could be a righty and a lefty with both hands. So he makes the shechita with his left hand. He says, if then memela, and he says, therefore, if shechita is ksheira bizar, even the koyin who shechts could also do it with his left hand. Because shechita is ksheira bizar. So he could shecht with his left hand and be makabel with his right hand. So you could have your cake and eat it too.
You think every koyin has to shecht with his left hand?
Every koyin would shecht with his left hand and he'd be makabel with his right. Yom Kippur, the Shechit is only al yedei the Kohen Gadol. So therefore it has a Shem Avoida. If it has a Shem Avoida, he has to do it with his right hand. Since he has to do it with his right hand, so therefore he can't do the Kabbalah. That's why over there you would need it. That's why there wouldn't be a right to the Tosis Yishonim.
It's a nice pshat, but...
Oh, I just said... No, but it's just deflecting the Raya. So you don't have a Raya. I just said, but it can't be that way. Because we said in the Mishnah, Mi Shoichet, Umi Zoyrek. We asked the Kasha, why do you need Mi Shoichet? It's not an Avodah, Shechit is Ksheira Bizar. Al Korchach, we proved like the Shar HaMelech, that when a Kohen does it, it's a Teres Avodah. And that's why they were pious it. If a Kohen wants to do it, but Teres Avodah, so then he would have to do it with his right hand. The whole rationale that he could do it with his left hand is only if it's lava. If it's lava avoidus, I'll call in a czar. I don't need the pious. I'll call him, unless it's going according to the Mikdash David, that if a Kohen does it, even though he's doing it, and as a Shem avoid, it would be kosher with the left hand, because it's loigora from a Shechita Schulin. Very hard to believe that. And therefore, it would be them. But the chap is very good. It's in the Mikdash David, Simin Zayin, Ois Aleph. And therefore, there would be... Zimnin, the Shochet Zohar. So, Bamis says, I just want to speak out something Agav, the Gemara calls it Agav Chavivuse. We'll speak it out this way. The Gemara Masechtas Brachas Lamed Aleph Amid Beis tells us that Shmuel was sent back. He was a Oiske Betanikint. His mother davened and she had him. And she sent him back to the Mishkan to Eli. And Shmuel one time voiced his opinion. And he saw that the B'nai Eli were not allowing Yisraelim Zorim to do the Shechita. And he said, Shechita is Ksheira Bizar. So they told him afterwards, Eli said, you're right, but you are Moira Alocha B'fnei Rabbi and Yechai Misa. Right. Right. That was it. That's Freik de Velte Kasher, he's Machmeshe, Dachsam Sefer. He's not a Moira Alocha B'fnei Rabbi. They were being over in Isser. Not only were they not just allowing Zarim, they were wearing Big Day Kahuna. And the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot has Shatness. If it has Shatness, and really Shchit is Ksheira Bizar, so then they're wearing the Big Day Kahuna for outer reason. So Shmuel was coming Lafrushe Meisura, because Shchiti Avoida, they don't have to wear it. So Lafrushe Meisura, you don't say, Moira Halacha Lefnei Rabbah. So I wanted to answer Lefi, my Hoshtigal Teva, that there is an Avoida, and if there is an Avoida. So Chassam Sofer gives a few terutzim on this Shaila. But Chassam Sofer says, Yesh Loimar, they held the B'nai Eli, Hashoichet Hu HaMekabel. So therefore, Dafka Koyin Shoichet, Shelo Yavoy, like our Gemara, that the Zohar should be Makabel. And since he's also the Makabel, so he's allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna. Since he's allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna, so that we have to go into the whole thing. The Shoichet would be Makabel and not the other way. Zog di Gemara. Toshma nocharaye. Ben Katin. Now we have to know, what is this, a famous Gemara?
So one doesn't answer this time?
Yeah.
The Gemara, we'll answer now, yeah.
Yeah. So there was a Kohen Gadol who was Ben Katan. And Ben Katan was in the Bayis Sheni, and he made an innovation, because Kahanim had to line up to make Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. And there has to be from the Kiyar. And if there would be one faucet from the Kiyar, the line would get long. Also, Shneim Osar Dads, he made 12 faucets, Lakia. Right. So he added 10, there used to be 2. Kedeshi Yushneim Osar Ochev HaKayhanem HaAsukim Batomid Mekachin Yedeyem V'Ragleyem Bevasachas. Okay, it's a question, there should have been 13. Okay. So the Gemara of Yisal Kedaitach Sheichet Mekabel. Tleisa, you should need 13. That even though Shechit is Gevriz Or, and because, right, so the Kaj of Raglav, for the Kabbalah is Hadam, Shavoy de Jepsula Bezor. Yes. Unbelievable. I didn't remember this Gemara. Zok Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. Tleisar Havi. You see the Rashi, Tleisar? Sharei Shloish Esrei Avoidois Nimnu B'Mishnosenu B'Avoidus Pais Atomit Elosh HaShchita Eino Te'uno Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim Afilu Shehu Bekoyen Lefishi Avoidus Yikshera B'Zor V'i Amrit Sheichet Mekamo Nimtsu Shehu Tzor L'Kar Shehu Raglu Shehu HaKabola. So you should have to have 13. The Gemara, except you only need 12, because the Shoichet doesn't need Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. But if the Shoichet is Mekabel, so Kabbal is not in the Mishneh, so therefore Mekabel becomes the Shoichet. So if the Zoyrek is the Mekabel, he's included in the 12. But if the Shoichet, it should be 13. Lemaise. Stay talking about the Kiddush. Directly on what we were talking about earlier. That a shoichet, even if a kohen does it, it's not an avoid.
Yeah.
So if you medayik the words of Rashi, you see it's not like that. Rashi says it's a specific din on Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. Since it's an avoida, that could have been Ksheira Bizarre.
Doesn't he could have said it's not an avoida, right?
Right. It's that neutralizes it and makes it that it doesn't have a halacha of Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. Not, it's like a brisket word. Not that it's a word. Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. It's not an avoida. I wonder if somebody says this. Yeah. That it would be that did. I didn't see anybody speak this out. Let me look it up. Well, you have to say this in Rashi, because if not, it would be fakert from that Torah,
from
the Shah Melech and from the.
Also
what?
From the alien, he didn't need
that.
He had to have big day
cleaning. Why? Because of the Kabbalah. That's the Gemara saying. Yeah. Let's take a look. I'll look at Benny Mafarshim. Say this on there. Zok there. Sharei Shol Shasrei. Fishavoy de Ksheru Bizar. No. I don't see it. Chayam Mamisha, a very important Rashi. So the Gemara Elolav Shma Mino Zoyrek Mekabel and not the Sheikhet Shema Shma Mino. So the Gemara Omar Lei Rav Acha Berei Derov Le Rav Ashi Afana Nami Tinino. We learned in the Mishnah in Tomit Shochat HaSheikhet VeKibel HaMekabel UBoloi Lizroi. So therefore Boloi Lizroi. So it's the Zoyrek. So if you look at Rashi, Uboloi Lizrek, what does Rashi change the gears? Boloi Uvoloi, Rashi says. Rashi has to, because Rashi was bothered by the Rai of the Gemara. Zok di Gemore.
So we didn't really address what, we're concerned that he might not do the halacha.
Yeah, but like, what about that he might not do it?
Completely. Okay, we gotta do
it. Zok tigimor Omar ben Azai, lifnei Rav Akiva. The way you take it up is derech hiluchoi. You look as if the animal is walking up himself, so you bring the emurim up on the order kederech halichas habehima bechayeho. I want to say like a drash dikipshat. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says a meseches vochim davchav hey omid bay. The Gemara says in order to bring a carbon, it has to be a ben shnosoi, and if it clocks out of the first year, it's not a ben shnosoi. The Gemara says what happens if it ages between the shechita and the zriko. Is it a din in the Zriko, or is it a din in the Shechito? The Gemara goes through a question. So the Velt has a kasha, ready to brisk it off, and prior to him. Once the animal's dead, it's not aging. An afkemina, if someone has erichin, erki olai, goes according to age. So the Gemara has a drosha, could you say erichin mace on a mace? So the Gemara says, can't say because erkecha nefoshos, it still has to have life. If it doesn't have life, it can't be an erchin. The Weltfecht Akasha erchin is pegged to years. How could you say on a mace, there's no years? How old is he? Unless you say he's old as he was when he died. You don't say baga bekever. I don't know, it's all sugya. So you don't say age. So how could the Gemara say such a thing of age after the Shechita? Unless it's Mefarcheses, the famous question. So I said, it's Muchach. An animal who's brought for a carbon his whole life is now, the life power of the animal is verteicht als carbon. So it's almost, it has to be a year old for the carbon. If we don't look at the life of the animal, the purpose of the animal. Those are Ben Azai. Ben Azai says when we're taking the animal up to the Mizbeach, we do it as if derech hiluchai b'chayeho.
To show that, that's very nice.
Maybe I'm saying such a pshat. Anyway, Tana Rabbanon, Ketzah Derech Hiluchai, Harosh V'Haregel.
It's the front legs.
Hachoze V'Hageo, Shnei Yodai, the front two.
Yeah.
We're going to see afterwards the Gemara. Shtei devanois ha'ukitz v'oregel. Rabbi Yossi Omer derech hafsheitoi. The way it's cut up, ha'yekorei. Ketzel hafsheitoi ha'roish v'oregel, ha'ukitz v'oregel, shtei devanois, shtei adayim, ha'chuz v'oregel. Kiva Omer derech nituchai ha'yekorei. Okay, I don't know what that is. Ketzel derech nituchai ha'roish v'oregel. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Derech iluyai, whatever's choshev. Ketzah derech iluyai, ha-roish v'oregel, ha-chotz v'geir, shtei ha-tfanus, v'lukas v'oregel, shtei ha-da. Flake the Gemara for Rabbi Yossi. Shargayim v'ayidayim, anat mubcharim. Flake the Gemara, v'oksiv, kol, ha-posikin yecheskel, kol, neisach, toi, v'yerech, v'chosev. I don't know, but that's more choshev. Amarova bein tona di dona bein Rabbi Yossi pasilua de bisras lina, but a bird of a vestra, but they vorm not to Mars over pasa shmeino de bisra. If it's like fatty, I guess, I don't know how it is. My timer salka regal ba de reisha, shum de reisha nefisha ba atzomas, kova regal ba de. The kula alma mi is roish krov ba reisha. Min olon, de tanya minayin roisha poda, we have to come back to tomorrow. Vidach border achrina. Lamai also getane. Noisenes a border abes ashchito maleu hareuder kvoi jomailo. I don't have to go over this Gemara, and we have to see this Gemara. I'll go it over for tomorrow, and we'll do it. I just want to start the Mishnah. Chavav omer aleph. Zog the Mishnah. Hapayis ashlishi. Chadoshim lakitoires bo v'efisu. This is this Mishnah that we were talking about. What does it mean? Chadoshim lakitoires bo. Zok Rashi. Mi shaloi zocha lakitoires mi yomov. Uve gemara mefarish mai shno chadoshim vekacho yimachriz in koil ba'azora. Chadoshim lakitoires bo vafisu. It was an announcement. So since it was an announcement, for some reason, Haravi Chadoshim, for the Talmud, Im Yeshonim, there even old timers could come. Who got it ready? Mi my Levarim and Akeves Limizbeya. We'll have to see. So the Gemara Tana, Me Oilom Lo Yeshono Odom Ba. A person didn't bring the Ketores two times. Right.
In his life?
In his life. So Frechte, everyone asked this kash, my time, eh? Amar Ruchinim Nechak Teres, Ma Sheres. So the Chsam Sofer is the one in the Shal Shuvah Chsam Sofer, Simen Kuf Nun Ches Erechayim, asks the question. So you're more, we're so vain, And so Magushim dig that money means more than a mitzvah. Madua hoyu makpidin al momain yoisel me mitzvahs shelo yikpidu mishar malachis shelo yishana behem el bohem adam. What's the pshat? What's the teretz? Why? Unless schoolers, it's a schooler. Schoolers are worth more So let's see the Torah Tzedek Chasam Sefer. Fake this is said, fake there. Then he has another kasha. And then, listen, not everybody could be rich. So you go on the Geirul. If someone wins it twice, he wins it twice. You know what this reminds me of? The first kasha of Zemzeifer. In like 1950, I don't think when the Lubavitcher Rebbe first became, well, I don't know if I should say, came first getting Lubavitcher Rebbe on Purim, he became like a little big Yilufin. So in the middle he said, the gates are open for our Shirus, for Gashmis. He's talking against Gashmis. Then he said, now it's big Yilufin, this, and we got. So he said, Avinchton, who wants the Rebbe? Nimal, he had just given a whole shmooze against Gashmis. And this. So it was Ernst the Chassidim, serious Chassidim. So nobody raised up their cup. And one Yid raised up his cup. And the Rebbe avinched him on. And he later became, I'm not mentioning names, he later became a very, very big beer supporter of a lot of Lubavitcher things. So that's what the Chassam Sefer is asking. And nobody wanted to pick it up. So the Chassam Sefer, the Gemara says in Moed Kotten,
So, that's a question, yeah.
So he says, Tzorech loymar shahaktoiris shemasheres hi keschus gdoilo shal yodo mishtane hamazl. Shafilo odom shuashgar tzorech dois shalishma shirosai. So, okay. Kol ha-kabonis eim lemnoi mikornis ha-kabonis. Call me to his baruch. Rak ba'ashiris shekiven she'efshir shemazoloi shel echod nilcham kenegdei. It's a very shver, some say. Since it's totally in mazel, so therefore, there would be, right. So I just want to look it up, the lushin that it is by San Dekoyis.
Then there's the other question.
Let's look up.
Why isn't everybody rich then?
Yeah, everybody should be rich. Take the San Dekoyis.
I think that's where Chai could ask you that question. No, was his answer?
He is rich.
What?
He is rich.
He has a son, Reb Chaim.
No, the stipler. Ask the stipler.
And what did he answer?
He's rich. He has Reb Chaim.
Yeah.
Oh, but there's a Rambo. The last Rambo. Mizuchas Mila. Mizuchas Mila. Right here. Okay. Look there, Rambo. It's the last Ramo, Buch Tzachmiyah and Hilchas Mila.
It says,
why
do we want everyone to be rich anyway?
They can
say.
Truth is,
everyone's
rich.
Where is this? Where is the Ramo? Let's find the Ramo. Here's the Ramo. So k'tev, no yigin lahadach ha-mitzvah zu li esandik. Litvois ha-tinik l'moy aloi. Tzimin reish samachei yeredei yisif yura. V'yofa koyach ha-sandik mi koyach ha-moyl. Lahagdimoy l'kriyas ha-tero. That when, if there's one aliyah, so you give it better to the sandik than to the moyl. The kol sandik avi kemakter k'toyris maril. Ulechein noyagin shaloi litain shne yelodim lebalbris echod kidamrino gabi toires chadoshim la ketoires. It's in the Ramah from our Gemara. Now, where is the source that it is kiktoires? So, where is that? Kimakter ketoires. Let's find it. Ayim bechuvis noydebi Yehuda. Where's the source? It's not clear. So the Goyin Zogt. Okay. But then we'll see the Goyin. But then he says, Shaloi litain, two people, Zogt Dishach. Keloi ma'ashen, koiflun lo seis bonov le baal bris echad pamay ma'ashen. Ak lechol ben boire baal bris achar v'cheinu b'maril. Zok de goyim. I always like to say what is goyim. Dvarev ein loy shachar. He argues on the Rama. Dim came, my time may odom echo davka, the echo loyasa base bomb sandik loyalam. If it's compared to Ktoiris, why is it limited just to that family? Loyalam. Loyalam loyra inu tzadik sandik shemisasha. Your cash is in the green. Ela minig hu al pizza voice review the hachosid. I'm asking. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid put something, a damper on it, that it should not be. So Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, Beborn Elingay, there would be a din. So we have to really look it up. Where is the source of this Ramah that it's Kiktoires? And was Hotas mit the Kiktoires? And Mimela, that's what will be that thing. Okay, well, for sure, I believe. I don't know, we have to know the Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid.